Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday, and I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. I cannot believe this is the last Wednesday in November. It's crazy. Thanksgiving is so late this year, and a happy Thanksgiving to you. I'm so happy that you're tuning in this morning. Maybe you're in the kitchen getting all the prep ready for your Thanksgiving meal tomorrow. Maybe you're on the commute plan, whatever it is. Thank you for tuning in to Wine Wednesday, and a big thanks to our sponsors for Wine Wednesday, Oliver's Markets. They have four great locations, and there is nobody else that supports local like Oliver's. And of course, it's the best go-to place for every single thing that you need for your Thanksgiving dinner, including a pre-made Thanksgiving, which I've had on occasion, and they do the best job ever. Of course, Oliver's is home to Diestel Turkey. We love Diestel Turkey, and it's just a great place for any size that you need. And by the way, they make the best gravy. So if gravy might be one of those things that you don't have time to make when everybody's over at the house already, and you want to get it pre-made, Oliver's does make the best gravy. And Willoughby's Wine and Spirits is on board as a sponsor for Wine Wednesday. They have two locations, Petaluma and downtown Santa Rosa. And you can also find all of our Thanksgiving winners at Willoughby's. Very, very excited that they have brought in all of our winning wines for Thanksgiving. So do you have your wine yet for Thanksgiving that pairs perfectly with turkey or maybe tofurkey? Well, I have the list of the winning wines because it's never too late to pick up a bottle or two. Willoughby's has them in stock. And a big thank you to Comstock Winery for hosting our 29th annual Thanksgiving Wine Picks. And a big thank you to Diestel Turkey for providing all the turkey and Blue Diamond Almonds for all the snickety snacks. And of course, a massive thank you to all 15 professional judges that were there to taste over 111 wines together with turkey to see what really pairs best. And over a dozen volunteers that helped put this on. It really does take a village. Well, without further ado, here's a list of the winners, and I also am going to give you the runner-up in each one of the categories because they were also determined to go great with turkey. They just didn't get enough votes at the very end for the grand winner, but that's okay because they still are fabulous and they still pair just as well with turkey as the winning wine, and they're great. So just for you to, you know, have options. So here we go. The winning sparkling wine, no secret, I love this wine. Wow, and I was so excited to see them win this year. Domaine Carneros Cuvée de la Pompadour. This is their beautiful rosé sparkling wine from the Carneros. Here are the judges' descriptions. Always love pulling the adjectives off the judges' tasting sheets. Elegant, fun and bright, zippy, wild strawberries, sultry and sexy. A glass of afternoon in the autumn. Well, that sounds like Thanksgiving to me right there. And another judge said divine with turkey. And here's the popular one this year. Rich like Lamborghini, hold the bikini, bottle disappears quick like Houdini, hold the Bellini, I like teeny bubbles. There you go. That is our winning sparkling wine for Thanksgiving, the Domaine Carneros Cuvée de la Pompadour Rosé from the Carneros area. The runner-up is the 2019 Inman Family Winery Blanc de Noir from their Olivet Grange Vineyard in the Russian River Valley. And if you haven't gone to visit those guys, they're really fun tasting room right on Olivet Road in Santa Rosa. The winning white wine is the 2023 vintage Stone Street Estate from, it's their estate white blend from Alexander Valley. First time ever that Stone Street has entered Thanksgiving Wine Picks, and everybody was so excited for this wine. It's a blend of Assyrtiko, Semillon, and Malvasia Bianca. 74% Assyrtiko, which is an aromatic Greek variety, 24% of the Semillon, and 2% of the Malvasia Bianca. Very aromatic grape. Here are the judges' notes. White flowers, beautifully balanced. Grapefruits dancing on the beach. Epic glass of yum. Tangoes well with turkey. And that's the whole point, right? Somebody else said it's a stunner. And others said lovely white nectarines. We had two runner-ups that tied. The Rodney Strong Vineyards Chardonnay from Chalk Hill. And the McCarter Cellars Gewurztraminer from Boletto Vineyard in the Russian River Valley. All right, the winning rosé wine, the 2023 Domaine Anderson Rosé of Pinot Noir from the Anderson Valley. And every time I say the name of this wine, I'm just reminiscent of all of my travels through the Anderson Valley in Mendocino County and my stops to Domaine Anderson. Truly biodynamic bliss. I love their wines and their winemaker. Here are the judge's notes. Elegant yet sassy. Magnolia blossoms holding hands with red berries. That's so pretty. A crisp, brilliant acidity. Fresh and fragrant, spicy honeysuckle, bursting with fruity goodness, terrific with turkey. And again, that is so great to hear. The runner-up rosé is the Dry Creek Vineyard Petite Zin Rosé, delicious and available in their tasting room. And I know this weekend they're having a big holiday open house, which is great. The winning red wine, the 2021 Black Kite Winery Pinot Noir Jasper Freestone Vineyard from Sonoma Coast. Here are the notes. The luscious showstopper, all-access backstage pass, sultry integrated tannins, classic baking spices, earthy, rich and yum, gorgeous acidity, sweet tobacco, iris. Yes, that is a description. Raspberry and pomegranate, oh my, rich cherries and forest floor. It is so delicious, and they're part of the Grand Cru Cooperative in Windsor, and they're having a holiday open house this Saturday as well. Runner-up is the Rodney Strong Vineyards Pinot Noir, Russian River Valley. Rodney Strong really showed really well in the Thanksgiving wine picks this year. All right, and the winning dessert wine, which actually has no runner-up because it was a unanimous vote, the 2017 vintage Motion Winery called Motion Potion number 17 from Sonoma County. This is a beautiful late harvest blend consisting of Riesling, Sauvignon Blanc, and Symphony. About 80% of the late harvest Riesling, 18% Sauv Blanc, and 2% Symphony. Enticing, one of the judges said. Groovy. Acid is amazing. Best ever. Decadent. F yeah. Dessert in a glass. Luring. Juicy nectarines, and I'll have what she's having. What a great description for a dessert wine. Sometimes you, fill up pretty quickly having all those savory things for Thanksgiving. Maybe you just want dessert in a glass. This is it. The 2017 Motion Potion, number 17 in Sonoma County is the appellation there. Their winery is located on Westside Road in Healdsburg. Highly recommend visiting. They have a wonderful tasting room hospitality vibe there. Their tasting room family is amazing, and it really is beautiful to take that drive over the Woller Bridge and then turn left on Westside Road and head out to Motion Winery. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, highly recommend that for you. And again, a big thank you to all 15 judges and the dozen volunteers for helping out with Thanksgiving wine picks. It's a wrap. And thank you to Willoughby's for getting in all the Thanksgiving winners. If you need to pick up a couple bottles today, they are open both Santa Rosa and Petaluma locations. And next Wednesday is going to be exciting because I have a legendary cocktail mixologist coming in studio. We'll talk about holiday cocktails next Wednesday on Wine Wednesday. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Cheers.